Shalom to you all. Thank God that we have the Bible in our hands and we have the person of the Holy Spirit of God as our teacher and a Mashiach, Yeshua, who loved us and gave himself for us, who is right now exalted and extolled and has been made very high, as the psalmist of Israel said in Psalm 110, by the word of the Lord, that the Lord said unto my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Psalm 110. And today, I would like to continue with the study of the parables that Yeshua Jesus, our Messiah, taught his disciples in the land of Israel. Wonderful, wonderful parables, wonderful meshalim, comparing one thing against another, casting alongside an earthly story that teach a spiritual lesson. This lesson here that is found in Matthew chapter 21, the parable that is called the parable of the two sons, in Hebrew, Mashal Shnei HaBanim, is very important parable because these two sons really representing the two groups of people that are found today in this world. Religious individuals that have this system of belief, a religious system of men, and those who simply recognize that they are not religious, but they recognize that they need forgiveness of sins and not depend upon their merit and their achievement, but depend upon the finished work of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. Before I'm going to read this parable that is found in Matthew chapter 21, verse 28 to 32, I want you to listen to this verse in Matthew chapter 9, which Yeshua have already said, and we have looked at it before. He says, but go ye and learn what that meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I have not come to call the righteous, meaning those who assume that they are righteous, the religious ones who seem to be okay in their eyes, but God knows their heart. Yeshua came to save sinners, to bring them to repentance. Now, in Matthew chapter 21, verse 1, all the way to Matthew chapter 22, verse 14, we have another section that is found in the Gospel of Matthew. Yeshua came, and he presented himself to our people Israel as the one that came to redeem the nation. Tell ye, the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9. Here the Messiah presenting himself before Israel as the one who come in humility, riding on a donkey, in order to provide redemption. He would go to die for the sin of Israel and the sin of the whole world. We read here that an ordinary individual says, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in highest. Hosanna means save now. Save now. Come from the Hebrew word Lehoshia, which is the Hebrew name of Yeshua, Jesus. Yoshia, he will save his people from their sins. And here the Messiah coming, entering into the city of Jerusalem, going into the temple, and what does he see? Buying and selling. We see the ones that are money changers and selling doves, and we read in verse 12 of Matthew chapter 21 that he overthrew the table of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. Well, the religious leaders of the day were not too happy with it. And beloved friends, if you would come today, the religious leaders of today, who are not recognizing that they are really sinners who need forgiveness of sins, they will also not be happy, because Yeshua would have changed today all things that are done by religious hearts of men who haven't come to a point to recognize that they need God. You remember what Shaul Paul, he says, by grace are you saved through faith. And this is not of yourself, it is a gift of God, lest any man should boast, he said to the Ephesians. Not of works, but it is simply by grace that one is forgiven. To Titus he said, not by works of righteousness which we have made did he save us, but according to his mercy. God had a mercy upon those that repented of their sins. So here is Yeshua presenting himself, but the religious leaders of the day, they were not too happy with it. And so we read that after he had done this at the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and they said unto him, by what authority dost thou these things, and who gave thee this authority? Of course, they didn't recognize that he was indeed the promised Mashiach of Israel. Well, out of this event, there are three parables that Yeshua have mentioned there in the city of Jerusalem to the people of Israel. Three parables. The first one is the parable of the two sons. The second one is the parable of the tenants who have taken the field, who were responsible over the field. And the third one is the parable of the marriage feast. Three parables came out of this event that is found in Matthew chapter 21, when Yeshua entered into the city of Jerusalem, presenting himself as the Messiah of Israel, the one who was riding on a donkey and is on the way to give his life a ransom for many, as the prophets of Israel foretold. So now after the religious leaders came to him and asked him, by what authority and how can you do what you are doing? There it was when Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, gave them the first parable that is called the parable of the two sons. Notice what we read. But what think ye, Yeshua said, a certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and he said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not, but afterwards he repented and he went. And he came to the second, and likewise he said to him, and he answered and said, I go, sir, and he went not. Whither of them twain did the will of his father, Yeshua, Jesus, asked? And they said unto him, the first. Jesus saith unto them, verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. For John, this is Yohanan HaMadbil, John the baptizer, came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believe him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him, and ye, when ye had seen it, repented not. Afterwards, that ye might believe him, he said to the spiritual, to the religious leaders of Israel. Very interesting parable. And here we can see a father, a Abba in Hebrew, that has two sons, which these two sons, Yeshua is seeking to convey to the religious leaders that these two sons representing the two groups of people that existed in his days, some 2,000 years ago, and they're existing in our day today. These two sons are represented here by the two, as we see here, by the religious leaders and the publicans and sinners. Two groups. Like today in the world, beloved friend, we have two groups of people. The religious, yet lost. And then the sinners who admit and turn their hearts to Yeshua the Messiah. This is exactly what we have already read earlier in Matthew chapter 9, where Yeshua said, I am not come to call the righteous, meaning the people who assume and think that they are righteous, but I came to call sinners to repent, first of all, and then to have faith in him and receive forgiveness of sins. Well, you notice it says in verse 28, he said, a certain man had two sons. He came unto the first and he said unto him, go and work in my vineyard. And the vineyard, beloved friend, the vineyard in the scripture, the vineyard always applied to the nation of Israel. In fact, Isaiah said in his writings in chapter 5 and verse 7, he says, the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and a man of Judah, his pleasant plant. So in the days in which Yeshua was here on earth, the vineyard by application was the nation of Israel. There was a responsibility for the spiritual leaders to care for the vineyard of the Lord, which is the house of Israel. Today, in the time in which we live in, the vineyard become the whole world. And the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, asked God's people to go and preach the gospel to the whole world. Because this great vineyard, in this vineyard, we have people who need to hear the message of the love of God and the grace of God. And so Yeshua is speaking to the religious individuals, and he said to them, here's a father that had two sons. He went to the first one. He said to him, you go work in the vineyard. And you notice what the first son said. He said to him, I'm not going. I will not go. But then afterward, he repented and he went. That is the first son to whom the father went to share with him, to ask him, go to help, to work in the vineyard. He said in the beginning, no, but then he realized he was wrong. He repented and he went to work. But then, notice that, in the next verse, we read, in verse 30, he came to the second son and he said the same thing. Go to work in my vineyard. And you notice what the second son said? He answered and he said, I go, sir. I'm going to do the work. But then he didn't go. You see the difference? It is so fascinating as Yeshua is sharing with us these parables. He seeks to communicate with religious individuals, whether it is in the past days in our own nation, Israel's day, or whether it is today in the present day age of the church age, he's speaking to religious people who assume that they are right with God, and God called them to go and serve him and live for him, obey his word, and the first son said, I'm not going, but then repented and went. The second son says, I will go, but in reality, he did not go. And so Yeshua, very interesting, he asks the question here in verse 31. He says, who or whence of them, or who of them too did the will of his father? And of course, when you hear the parable, the mashal, the story that represents these two sons, they listen to the story and they said, well, obviously, the first son, because he said no, but he went. While the second son said, yes, I am going, but he did not go. And so notice what Yeshua is saying to them, to the spiritual leaders of Israel. He said, verily I say unto you, and you know what? He's speaking to religious people. I'm going to say to you, I'm speaking to you directly. I love you and I'm speaking to you directly because I care for you, but here is the reality that you have to know of your own heart. He says, I'm saying unto you that the publican and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. Now, when you look at the publican and the harlots, you will say, what kind of a life these people are living? The publicans are people who took the taxes from the people, gave it to the Romans, which the nation did not, were not happy with them at all because they were working for the enemies of Israel. The harlot obviously lived an immoral life that was godless. But they came to a point that they realized that they were wrong. And they repented. How wonderful when someone go, you might say, before God and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You know, when David, the king of Israel, recognized that he had sinned, he was honest enough in his heart to say, he says, I was shapen in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. They repented. And then notice what he continued, and he's saying, to them, he said to them, they, the publican and the harlot, they will go into the kingdom of God before you. You might be religious, but they're going to go before you. And here Yeshua is telling to the spiritual leaders of Israel these words in verse 32. It says, for John, this is Yohanan, he came unto you in the way of righteousness, and ye believed him not. You see, actually, he's quoting, he's referring to Matthew chapter 3. And if you remember, John the Baptizer came before the nation of Israel to represent the Messiah. And you remember what he said to them? He said in chapter 3, he says, we prepare the way of the Lord. He says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 7 of Matthew chapter 3 said, when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees who came to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance. You see, John the Baptizer presented himself as the announcer of the Messiah, who preached the message in seeking the leaders of Israel, the religious leaders, to accept his message and ultimately accept the Messiah. But they didn't. The religious leaders did not. That's why it says here in Matthew chapter 21, he says, you did not believe in John Yohanan's message of repentance. But then he said, but the publican and the harlots, they believed him. You remember, if you read again Matthew chapter 3, many of Judea, Jerusalem, and the surrounding area went down to the Yarden, to the Jordan, to be baptized by Yohanan HaMadbil, John the Baptizer, preparing themselves for the coming of the Mashiach. They repented. But notice what Yeshua is saying to the spiritual religious leaders. He said to them, but he said, and ye, when ye had seen it, you did not repent afterward that ye might believe. You see, repentance is essential for salvation. Repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Yeshua the Messiah is essential for salvation. What does it mean to repent? To repent is simply to turn around, letting God know that we have sinned, and turning away from sin towards God, and accepting what God offered for us for salvation. Yeshua, Jesus, the Mashiach, who died for our sins, who came to provide redemption for mankind. But you see, that was this twofold problem of the religious leaders of the day. Number one, they did not accept John's message. And number two, after they have seen the harlots and the publicans and all those that have sinned, the sinners, the ordinary sinners, when they have seen that they turned to God and their life was changed, instead of turning themselves to God, repenting, and believing in Yeshua the Messiah, they did not. And therefore, Yeshua the Messiah said unto them, the day that repented and believed on him will enter into the kingdom of God before the religious individual, which means that religion does not save. You know, the first religious man in biblical history was Adam and his wife Eve. When they have sinned, and they were wrong before God, like you and I, wrong before God, we have inherited their sin nature, what did they do? They hid behind the trees. They covered their nakedness with fig leaves. And they thought that this will be sufficient. But when God walked in the cool of the day, and he said, Adam, Adam, Eifohata, Ayeka, where are you, Adam? You remember what Adam said? Adam actually said, I'm naked. Adam realized that he was naked and he was not right with God. Let me just read to you this verse that is found in Genesis chapter 3 of the conversation between Adam and between the Lord himself. I just want to read this verse and God walked in the cool of the day, and we read that God said unto Adam, after Adam had sinned, he said unto him, Adam, where are you? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. This is Genesis chapter 3 and verses 9 and 10. My dear friend, there is a great lesson to learn here. In this parable of the two sons, which son are you? Are you a son who say to God, oh yes, but you don't repent and turn back to him? Or are you a son who turn to God and eventually go and submit to him, repent and do his will? This is applied to all of us. We all need to come to a point that we are confessing, repenting, and turning to God through faith in our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Why? Because salvation is by grace alone through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. Well, God bless you, my dear friend. Until the next parable, shalom to you. Shalom, shalom.